League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Beyonce gave this baby something to remember before he was born.
And Quinta Brunson gets the key to the city of brotherly love.
Also, is Jocelyn Hernandez trying to take Sexy Red's mother to Pound Town? Oh. Lots to get into, so
let's get this started.
All right, y'all. So GQ Magazine is rolling out something for the young and more mature ladies with these three blockbuster summer issue covers, honey. So, okay. So first off, honey, we have Brad Pitt serving a 61-year-old flex in a leather ensemble accessorized by his salt and pepper facial hair. Also, we have Damson Idris in the middle of the ocean, y'all, just ready to fight the waves in a red jumpsuit. And finally, we have Lewis Hamilton in a simple cream t-shirt. So, now, y'all, who do you think, honey, has the best cover?
Brad, I saw you had a reaction there to Mr. Pitt.
I don't know. I think maybe the way he's standing and it just looked like his belly poked out and his neck is short. Yeah. I had to take a double take and look behind here because I was like, I didn't even realize that was him.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Brad Pitt because it looks like he's saying, oh, come get it.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks like he's like, come get it.
He wasn't talking to you, Gary.
Yeah. But Brad looked like he's telling you, God, dog, you better take it now. Yes, baby.
Right now.
Right now.
Get on them knees.
I'm on this concrete bridge in the wilderness.
Yes, come get this.
I got a jacket and no shirt.
Yes, honey.
The necklaces.
Angelina ain't here, so come on.
All right. Oh, you guys, this is so sweet. Beyonce did a gender reveal for a fan in the rain during her Cowboy Carter tour stop in New Jersey. Check out this special moment. That's so sweet.
So if Beyonce didn't see them, would they just opened it in the car?
I'm sure her people had to know that.
Well, she was sitting like she was on a stool. I used to do that.
She got some strong legs.
She got them thighs.
She on tour. Yeah. She's dancing every night for 2 and 3 hours.
Yeah, I guess, honey.
You got to start with leg day.
Mm-hmm.
Never skip leg day, Gary.
I know. I used to try that, but it didn't last that long.
Child, this baby going to come out bragging about how Beyonce announced his gender. How cool is that for B to do a gender reveal for a fan?
Yeah, but you know, I'm still upset about it, you know.
Oh, Lord. Debbie Downer. What's the problem now?
Because she did not reveal when Blue Ivy was born.
What they got to do with this fan?
Well, if you're going to sit there and tell somebody else, child, what they had, why don't you tell us what you was having? We had to wait here until she go to the burn unit at the hospital.
She told us it was coming, though. Like, that was enough.
She gave us a really cute, when she was pregnant.
She came out there rubbing her belly.
And everybody loved it. The world went crazy because we all love Beyonce. Thank you. Shut you up. Let's go.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, now moving on, more feel-good dish. We got to send a big shout-out to Quinta Brunson. She got the key to the city in her hometown of Philly. Aww. Now, the amazing honor was given in the gym of her middle school that is kind of reminiscent of Abbott Elementary. And, of course, in true Quinta fashion, she came to inspire. So a new mural she helped design with the Mural Arts Philadelphia that looks very similar to the mural at Abbott Elementary was revealed. Also, we finally found out where the name Abbott came from. It was from Quinta's sixth grade teacher, Joyce Abbott, who was also in attendance.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. That's a super beautiful
thing. I didn't know she created that.
Yeah.
Title.
I know you got a couple of keys, and they were supposed to be giving me mine. I haven't been home to receive it yet.
I do have a couple of keys, and I'm also on the board of my high school.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We make things happen, so. Yeah. This is like amazing.
I'll a few things when I get my key.
What would you open up with
well,
your key?
Well, you can do it before you get a key.
Yeah, like
it'll it'll make them want to give you a key more. Luby's.
Luby's is a restaurant in Port Arthur.
Luby's in Port Arthur? Mm-hmm. What do they have
you
at Luby's?
With Luby's, huh?
Wait, Luby's the buffet spot?
Yes! You don't like Luby's? Oh, you're too high class, honey. Luby's is a good restaurant. They got good ice cream.
Hey, Craig, tell me about Luby's.
I just remember that, like, I showed up with a plate and he put food on it. It wasn't really remarkable, but if you like it, you like it.
In the words of Gary, baby, Sexy Red got a sexy mama. So Sexy Red and her mother, Andrea, or Andrea, graced the red carpet at the American Music Awards together. And let's just say mama was looking like a whole snack out here. So Sexy posted a photo of her and her mother together at the awards show with the caption, "We look so good." Well, y'all, Jocelyn Hernandez decided to shoot her shot at Sexy's mama by commenting on the photo. Sexy, tell your moms I have to tell her something. Damn, woman.
Oh, wow.
Now, was Jocelyn implying she wants to take Sexy's mama to Pound Town?
That was the energy I felt from that message, yeah.
Sometimes it's cute to flirt with someone's mom.
Yeah, I think it was just a way to give her a really cool compliment.
Yeah.
In Jocelyn Hernandez style.
Like, you still got it, you know, kind of style, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever tried to flirt with your moms? Or flirt, like, or use you to get to your mom?
Yes, people used to try to flirt with my mother all the time. It got on my nerves.
What did they do?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brad, what's up with your moms? What you mean, what's up with my moms?
Okay.
That's my moms. That's what's up with her. Like,
exactly.
I would never let my mom talk to any of those people that was trying to, I mean, a lot of people used to try to holler at my mama. You'd be surprised. I'm like, yo, fall back. That's my mom.
Could y'all imagine Jocelyn being Sexy Red's stepmother?
No, that definitely would not happen.
Yeah, I don't think there would be anybody that could do anything about it either, because Jocelyn, she get drunk and tough.
I don't think Jocelyn's serious. I don't think she's serious, y'all.
All right, well, I'm sad to report there will be no big wedding for Eddie Murphy's son, Eric, and Martin Lawrence's daughter, Jasmine.
Aww.
So Eddie stopped by to chat with Miss Jennifer Hudson, and when asked if he planned on crooning at his son's wedding, here's what he revealed.
So, are you gonna sing at your son's, wait, it's your daughter's wedding, right?
My son and he, actually, they got married like 2 weeks ago. They went off, everybody was making the big wedding plans, and then they decided they wanted to do something quiet with just the two of them, and then they got married, and now Martin don't gotta
y'all pay for a big wedding. Y'all are in-laws now. You and Martin are in-laws.
Yeah, we're in-laws. He don't have to pay for the big wedding now.
Uh-oh.
So we know Martin is happy about dishing
about
out.
About that, okay.
Yeah, about not dishing out all the money, but would you be pissed if your kids ran off and got eloped?
No. I mean, they're grown. They have to do what they want to do for themselves.
It's their wedding, not us.
I'm sure the parents do.
In a strange way, I actually really like this a lot because, like, both of their parents are so incredibly famous. Mm-hmm. It would be hard to have, like, a small, intimate event.
Yeah.
And could you imagine? Some people would come to see their parents.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I heard. I heard, honey, it was a bunch of men. Because I heard Pat, honey, couldn't find a good dress, and then Nicole couldn't find a dress, and who was going to have the best dress? Because, you know.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Pat is beautiful. Jasmine's mama. Her name is Patricia Southall Lawrence Smith. She was married to Emmett Smith. And his mom is Nicole Murphy. So, you know, these are two beautiful women. And, honey, who gonna go down that aisle with the baddest dress, honey? And people said, girl, you saw Pat's dress? Girl, you saw Nicole's dress? So they went ahead and eloped.
They did the right thing.
Exactly. And just had to do a simple wedding.
Oh, my God.
And called
I'm sure they wouldn't have tried to steal the shine from their children, Gary.
Well, they wasn't going to try, but you know, girl, you know people's going to be there to look to see, honey, what Pat had on, honey.
You, then, if you'd have been there.
That bitch. I didn't want to say
you would have been focused on
yes,
the children.
Yes, ma'am.
I
sure would have been there. You see what they
got. Yes.
Coming up, Hugh Jackman's ex-wife, honey, is being very demure, very mindful, and very classy about her broken heart. Y'all listen to Janet Jackson, Come Back to Me. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Okay, oh boy, when a woman is scorned and fed up, she's gonna let everybody know.
Come on now.
So the ex-wife of Hugh Jackman, Deborah Lee Furness, is finally pouring her heart out since filing for divorce after 27 years of marriage to Wolverine. In her first statement ever about it, she said, "My heart and compassion goes out to everyone who has traversed the traumatic journey of betrayal."
Ooh.
Now, according to a source, Hugh was flabbergasted when he read this statement because there is a written agreement that she wouldn't trash him in the press. He's now dating actress Sutton Foster, who is 6 years younger than him.
Ooh, betrayal.
Is her statement too classy after 30 years? Is this the right amount of shady? Do you want to fight Wolverine? Where are we feeling about this? What are we feeling?
But isn't the woman he was married to, she's like an OG too, right?
Well, yeah, she's much older than him. But still, hell, she probably helped him out with his career, honey.
She probably held him down.
Exactly, 30 damn
and
years.
Helped him out.
And he lucky there's a damn agreement where she can't say nothing, because I would let his
and
ass
have. And she didn't drag him. She just said, mentioned betrayal.
Betrayal is, like, kind of vague, where, like, some people are going to hear betrayal and think, oh, he was cheating on her. And other people say, you know, is it just, like, a betrayal of the heart?
No,
no
he was
no
cheating.
Damn betrayal, no heart.
You see that lady right there?
Yeah.
You know, it's times people
yeah. He was dealt with.
He strayed away.
Year.
He yeah. betrayed and strayed.
He went from being an X-Man to a triple X-Man.
He strayed and betrayed, honey.
Moving on, Kristen Cavallari has a new reality show called Honestly Cavallari, the headline tour, but she admitted she almost quit because it was given fake.
Mm.
When asked about her new project, Kristen said she had to gather her producers real quick because they were trying to manufacture too much of the scenes. She said, so I was like, listen, I'm not going to do the show. If you guys are going to try to control what this podcast tour is, I'm more than happy to not do it. And I think that it was good because it made everyone realize I'm not going to do it unless it's real. Now, Kristen went on to say that this show turned out to be the realest show she's ever done. So you think this is cap, promo?
Yeah, I think most reality shows are real. Well, I say most. I know, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta, that's real.
Real Housewives what?
Atlanta.
It was real?
That's real, yes. Yeah, Brad and Judah was real.
Yeah, that's real, yeah.
You know, so they got a lot of real shows.
Yeah, that stuff is really going on Housewives, too.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that is real. Y'all may not believe it, but it's real, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a spot where, like, and I'll lead the show out of it, but they had a big fight at a table. They had the fight, and there's like, I cut back to one. They reset the table and rehad the fight.
Shut
and
up.
I paid for my sandwich and left. You know what I'm saying?
Like, wow.
I was so disappointed.
They had the fight again?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I didn't see the second take. I don't know which one was better and which one actually made it to TV, but the fact that I saw it happen, it was just like, man, this is whack.
Well, 2025 is definitely Hailey Bieber's year. First, she graced the cover of Vogue magazine, and now we're on the street, and she's about to become a billionaire.
Whoa. Mm.
The mogul-turned-entrepreneur just finalized a deal with Elf, E-L-F Cosmetics, to acquire her skincare line, Rode, for $1 billion.
Woo.
Wow. Hailey posted about the exciting news on social media, and of course, it was a long post, but here's a little bit of what she said. So today, I'm so incredibly excited and proud to announce that we are partnering with Elf Beauty as we step into this next chapter in the world of Rode. She also revealed that she will be the chief creative officer, head of innovation.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And strategic advisor to Elf Beauty. Bieber's ex Selena Gomez also became a billionaire through her cosmetic brand Rare Beauty. You think this inspired Hailey?
Ooh, more than likely. Like, yeah, you see everybody winning in that like hair, makeup, and self-care space.
I didn't like that lipstick thing that she showed, honey. That's offensive to children. Could you go back, please?
It's giving a little red rocket.
Yeah, that,
yeah.
That,
I had to look twice. Like that, I swivel, that, swirl. That,
you know what?
Like that, especially when you look at it on the back screen. If you turn around, it, like
the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
Jesus. That's offensive. Well, ooh, honey, all right, coming up, we've got the tea, honey, on how a smack in the face, honey, in the scissors meet with fans.
Oh,
all that and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Now, unfortunately for some SZA fans in Phoenix, their meet and greet was cut short after she abruptly left after being hit in the face by an object tossed from the crowd.
Oh, no.
Now, here you can see a bracelet being tossed, smacks SZA in the face, and she walks off. But apparently, the fan who actually threw the bracelet meant no harm, because it seems as if the fan had made her a matching bracelet, and this was their way of trying to get it to her.
Well, she not gonna damn care.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
Now, was this a case of good intentions but poor execution?
Yeah.
Yeah. But SZA shouldn't have walked away, though. Because it's like you're turning your back on your fans. Like, her fans were there to see her. Yeah, but I mean, she had to go to the hospital or nothing.
Somebody shouldn't have threw that.
If I get hit in the face at the beginning of a meet and greet, I think that's just the start and more things are going to be thrown.
Possibly. Yeah, because, like, you know, if you accept one thing being thrown, then more things start coming. And also, boots are a security guard. Because if that had been me, I would have exacted a vigilante level of justice that you haven't seen since the last Batman film.
Right.
And I don't care if it was male, female, crippled person, new pope. They would have got the same smoke.
No. Because then she could have got sued, honey, and stuff. So, I mean, she just should have said thank you for throwing it. And she looked like she caught it. So
She caught it with her cheek.
Yeah.
It caught her off guard.
Like, when they use your face as a backboard and you catch that rebound, you know, you need a second to process that.
Yeah, but you should know your crowds, honey. Y'all know y'all crowds, honey. What kind of people you attract, that's what you're going to get.
No, absolutely not. You don't think somebody's going to throw something in your face.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. If you've been keeping up with the Beckhams, you know things have been a little rocky between Brooklyn and his famous family, including his mom and dad, David and Victoria Beckham. Well, as you know, Brooklyn is married to Nicola Peltz, and apparently she's also a part of the family drama. And thanks to People Magazine, we have some old yet new to us tea. So Victoria allegedly hijacked the first dance at the couple's 2022 wedding. A source claims Mark Anthony, who's a friend of the Beckhams, offered to perform as a gift at the wedding, which is amazing.
Yes.
Before the song began, Mark Anthony asked Brooklyn to come to the stage and then announced the most beautiful woman in the room tonight. Come on up. Victoria Beckham!
Whoa.
Apparently, guests were so shocked you could hear a pin drop, and even more surprised when Victoria began slow dancing with her son. The source even said everyone saw Nicola run out of the room crying. Are you laughing at this?
Who in the hell cares
that she's crying? This is so dramatic.
This is her wedding!
This is so dramatic. Girls dance with their dads. Why can't she dance? He dance with his mom.
Okay, well, allegedly, Nicola felt that Victoria did this on purpose.
Oh,
and that this has been a part of their ongoing rift despite trying to remain friendly with each
other. Child, get out your feelings. You married to him now. You're going to have him forever, exactly, however long y'all together. That is his mother.
Okay? She ran out crying like, oh, wow.
I will say this. Mark Anthony probably should have known better than to be at this girl's wedding and then say her mother-in-law is the most beautiful woman in the room.
I would have loved to maybe just let her have it, like, look at her and go on the dance floor. No, bitch, not
good. Oh, darling, thank you.
Make no
Pop
error.
Spice niece in the house.
Well, up next, honey, Travis Kelce reveals his favorite snack, and it's not Taylor Swift. That tea after the break.
So messy. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, on a recent episode of the New Heights podcast, Travis Kelce shared a story of how in middle school, he would take the money his mom gave him for Fruitopia drinks to stock honey buns instead. Donna even thought that Travis had stolen the snacks from the grocery store and was shoplifting because he had so many.
Oh.
He said it just turned into me just going and buying 50-cent honey buns, like ridiculous, like I'd spend $5 worth on honey buns on Monday. Travis admitted he was stocking up so that he could have honey buns every day and said, and that's when my mom stopped giving me $5 for Fruitopias because I was turning into a big boy. Okay, was Donna smart for not giving him back snack money after that?
Absolutely. If you see your man turning into like the Pillsbury Doughboy in real time, you gotta switch it up, man. You gonna mess around, lose a foot.
Is there a snack from you guys' childhood that you miss?
OG Fun Dip.
Chico Stick.
Bitch, I was saying Chico Stick too.
What is a Chico Stick?
Oh,
it's pretty much like a Butterfinger without the chocolate. They banging. They're really good.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Like, I still go to like a couple like random, like the grimy mom and pop ones. They be having like the smaller ones, but the big giant ones is dope.
And lemon heads and Alexander grapes and Boston baked beans.
Boston baked beans.
The little boxes. Yeah, you used to put them in golf.
Nah, but the OG Fun Dip that used to come with that big white stick with the multiple
packs. The long pack.
Cherry grape. And I feel like sometimes one more if you had like the big
expansion pack. That must have been in the poor neighborhoods because we didn't have that.
Yeah, that's usually where they give you the best candy.
Well, honey, that's all the time we have for today. So no need to stock up on us, honey, because we'll be back. Bye.
Bye.
For now.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.